5 arrested in Europol raids targeting alleged illegal gambling network. Europol says 5 people were arrested during coordinated raids in Spain and Sweden. Europol has announced the arrest of 5 suspects and the seizure of significant assets after a cross-border operation that targeted an alleged organized criminal network, operating illegal gambling activities, and large-scale money laundering across Europe. The raids, carried out on November 28 and 29, focused on 2 properties in Murcia, in southern Spain, and 6 addresses in and around Stockholm, Sweden. According to Europol, almost 150 officers from multiple national forces participated in the coordinated actions, which were led by the Spanish National Police and the Swedish Police Authority, with operational support from Europol. Authorities say the group ran an extensive gambling operation with an estimated annual turnover of roughly 20 million euros. Investigators allege the network laundered revenue not only from its own betting activities, but also on behalf of other criminal groups, including organized drug trafficking networks in Sweden and the wider Nordic region. Police detained 3 people in Sweden and 2 in Spain. During the searches, officers seized cash, luxury watches, and other valuables with a combined value described as several hundred thousand euros. In Stockholm, officials said one of the locations identified as an illegal gambling club contained drugs and what investigators believe are indicators of potential human trafficking. Europol's public statement underlined the violent nature of the group's activities. The suspects form the core of a local criminal network, known for its use of violence and intimidation, allowing the group to secure revenues, enforce debts, and control sections of the illegal gambling market in the Stockholm area, the agency said. A spokesperson for the Spanish National Police confirmed that investigators are now analyzing financial records and electronic evidence recovered during the searches to map the flow of funds and identify wider criminal links. The Swedish Police Authority said local investigators were expanding checks on associated locations and individuals to determine the scale of criminal collaboration across the Nordics. Illegal gambling has been a growing enforcement priority for European authorities in recent years. Regulators and law enforcement bodies point to increasing sophistication among operators that skirt licensing requirements, conceal ownership structures, and exploit cash-intensive front businesses to launder proceeds. Investigations and next steps. Europol and partner agencies said the operation remains open. Seized material will be subject to forensic examination and financial probes across jurisdictions. Authorities have indicated that additional arrests and formal charges are possible as evidence is processed and international inquiries progress. An official advisory from Europol and participating police forces stressed the need for continued cross-border cooperation. Disrupting these kinds of networks requires coordinated action between law enforcement, financial intelligence units, and regulatory bodies across Europe, the Europol statement said. An industry compliance expert commented on the operation, noting the broader implications for regulated markets. Criminal groups exploit gaps between national frameworks and use layered money laundering schemes to mask betting proceeds. Enhanced cooperation and rapid information exchange are essential to prevent illegal operators from undermining licensed sportsbooks and casinos, said an EGBA spokesperson. Investigators are also expected to engage with banks and payment processors to trace transactions tied to the alleged ring. Officials emphasized that evidence gathered in Spain and Sweden will inform ongoing efforts by European regulators to close loopholes in licensing. Player verification and anti-money laundering controls. As the case moves toward potential prosecutions, authorities have warned that the activity uncovered, including alleged links to drug trafficking and signs of human exploitation will attract scrutiny from specialized units beyond gambling enforcement, including organized crime, anti-trafficking, and financial crime teams. Europol and national police forces have asked anyone with information relevant to the investigation to contact their local law enforcement agency.